Over the past 3 days, helicopters have lined up in the sky over the Louis Armstrong New Orleans International Airport to drop off evacuees. At least 125,000 have received medical care there, usually just a little. Then they're put in line for hours, sometimes more than a day, to wait for a military airplane that will take them to some other city where they can get the health care they need. NPR's Joseph Shapiro reports.
On the hard airport floor, a thin old woman lies strapped to a litter. She's confused, scared, and her whole body shivers. There are hundreds and hundreds of people, mostly elderly, in litters on the floor throughout the airport. But this woman is near the front of the line. She'll get the next medical evacuation plane out of New Orleans. A man with a buzz cut and powerful arms bends down close to her face.
You understand? Okay, so do you
Captain Edward Greer is a flight nurse with the Air Force Reserve.
Honey, do you have any questions? We're going to put you on an aircraft, all right? Yeah, it's an airplane. We're going to take you to a hospital right now.
Where are you going?
You wouldn't want to scare me, Daddy, would you?
No, we don't want to scare you. We want you to get back so you can get treatment, all right?
Oh, okay.
Okay, hon.
Greer is part of an air medical evacuation squadron. Flight nurses, flight medics, people trained to stabilize a patient for air transportation.
What we're doing here is we're staging patients, load them up, treating them, and then moving them out to the flight line so they could get moved out to medical facilities. We basically configured the airport as a hospital.
The ticket counters and newsstands are closed. Hospital tents are set up. But the doctors see few people injured in Hurricane Katrina. Instead, these patients were already elderly, frail, confused, or disabled. Now they're at more risk because they wait a day or more in the hot airport.
They made us leave our walker. She's got a $400 walker I just bought not too long ago. She can't do without.
Eddie LeMoyne's wife is also about to be evacuated. She keeps her eyes closed and says nothing.
We had a bag of all her medicines. She's got a whole bunch of medicines that she's got to take. She's out of B12 shots she's got to take. I give it to her. But they made us leave all of that behind. They would not allow me to bring that on the helicopter.
LeMoyne has no shoes. His wife wears borrowed clothes. They've waited in the airport for 2 days. Now they're about to leave, but they haven't been told where they're going.
All right, prepare to lift.
The evacuation begins, and 25 men and women strapped to litters are carried out to the tarmac. Down the hall, a tiny woman named Carmen Federa stands by her son, Joseph, who's in a wheelchair. He's 24 and has muscular dystrophy. They've been waiting in the airport for more than 3 days.
The people that are, you know, incapable of doing for themselves, you know, they should be treated better.
Mother and son have been promised they'll fly soon. But now a doctor tells the mother,
we're taking 60 people back with us to get treatment, medicines, and that kind of thing. Problem is we're on a passenger plane, and I can't put people that are wheelchair bound or need wheelchair assistance.
Joseph weighs less than 80 pounds. The problem is his big motorized wheelchair. It took four men to pull it out of his apartment when the flood came. Now he'll have to wait even longer. Joseph Shapiro, NPR News, New Orleans.